You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by 10X Investments. So only 6% of the population is projected to retire comfortably. That's according to the sixth edition of the 10X Investments Retirement Reality Report 2023-2024. A sobering thought. As you think about that, ponder this as well. Investment mistakes that are made today that may have a material impact on your retirement and quality of life tomorrow. What are they, you may ask, and how do you avoid them? Well, let's speak to Kanalelo Matela, Junior Investment Consultant at 10X. Thank you so much, Mr. Matela, for your time this evening. Maybe let's start with some of the most common investment mistakes that 10X has observed.
Thanks so much for having me, Duduzile. So essentially, the first retirement mistake a lot of individuals make is not understanding what sort of product they're going into. The two primary forms of retirement investments, or compulsory annuities as they're called, are firstly what's called a guaranteed annuity, where you take the proceeds of your working life and take it to an insurer, and the insurer then guarantees you a certain income for the rest of your life. There are benefits to this as you get a certainty of income and you don't take any sort of investment risk. But there are drawbacks as well.
What are some of the drawbacks?
These drawbacks come into play in that the capital is actually ceded to the insurer, where if you pass on, the capital stays with the insurer. And there's a lot of inflexibility in terms of the income you receive year to year. You can't choose that. It's been quoted to you from day one.
So choosing the right product is important. How about factoring in your circumstances?
That's where then something like a living annuity comes in, where it offers a lot more flexibility, where from year to year, based on what you feel your expenditures are, you can actually choose your income. Now, a living annuity is now an investment product where you're taking investment risk, but with that investment risk, you're actually taking on a lot more flexibility to choose your portfolios. And if you pass on, you actually, the capital goes to your nominated beneficiaries, so you can actually leave a legacy.
So you speak about one's expenditure. How does one determine their exact expenditure upon retirement so they don't fall short?
Yes. Now, this is a very important point as well, because a lot of people's retirement plans, or budgets rather, tend to be very vague. And as we reach retirement age, a lot of our expenses reduce or go away, such as going to work, paying for children's school fees, and hopefully your bond. But we tend to underestimate the impact of new expenses, such as medical expenses as we get older. Yeah. New hobbies we might pick up during our retirement age. So it's important to actually have a workable plan that it will be adjusted as you go on through your retirement years.
And some of those unplanned or unfactored events might require or tempt you to withdraw from your savings, right? So how do you choose a reasonable withdrawal rate that won't eat into your retirement savings?
Now, that's an important consideration, where if you're now an investment product that essentially required to live with you for the rest of your life, if you have too high of a drawdown rate, you'd find that you'd outlive those investment products and you'd have to make a new plan after retirement age. So it's important to have what's called a sustainable drawdown rate, where you look on one side, the returns you'll be earning from your investment. And then on the other side is your drawdown and the impact of inflation, because those two will then actually determine the longevity of your investment.
Yeah, on inflation, how do you make sure your investments grow faster than inflation? Is there a foolproof method, or is there anything that a potential investor needs to be aware of?
There's never anything foolproof, but there are methods that have proven over time to outperform inflation. And the main one being investing in growth assets, where an appropriate investment in growth assets have shown to over time be the number one outcome for outperforming inflation and actually increasing wealth.
Now, we are living in times where you just hear the headlines, uncertainty, all those words that will really strike some sort of angst and investor. And so in this climate that we are existing in more so now, what is your word to investors, right? Especially when we talk about withdrawing your funds and potentially leaving a certain investment vehicle because you're thinking, shoot, I'm not sure where this is going to go. What do you say about market movements and the importance of being calm when everything is happening?
Yes. So this is the importance of actually sticking to your plan, remembering that your investment horizon is your life expectancy and not the next election cycle or the latest bad news. Volatility is unfortunately a feature of investing and it's not a bug. And in many cases, if you can look at the longer picture, volatility can be your friend, but it's important to take into account your emotions and understand that your time horizon is much longer than you think it is.
Mr. Matela, before we close the conversation, what about fees, right? What is it that an investor needs to know about managing and considering the fees that they pay? I guess this also, what the entire conversation, this is the second part of the question, hinges on getting a good, maybe not even good, but a certified financial planner that can walk you through each and every single one of these items that we're talking about. So a two-pronged question there in terms of managing and considering fees and the importance of a really good financial planner and certified at that.
Yes, no, that's exactly right. So in terms of the first point, that the impact of fees does go into the sustainability of your drawdown as well. As an example, if an individual is drawing down 5% a year of their capital as a drawdown rate, but their fees are 3%, it means their effective drawdown rate is now 8%, where now before their drawdown was sustainable, but due to the impact of those fees, their drawdown rate is less sustainable. So it's important to always talk to an investment manager or financial planner who has that as top of mind in terms of the impact of the fees that they're charging. Mm. And in terms of that second point, you do need to make sure you're speaking to a registered financial provider who's registered and who also then has your results as top of mind and not necessarily the fees that they're taking. And they are, in many cases, for a lot of DIY investors, a lot of online calculators to actually assist individuals so that when they talk to their financial advisor, they're actually armed with some form of information to move forward.
Yeah, so taking that personal responsibility is also very important. Thank you very much for your time this evening. And that is Kananelo Matela, Junior Investment Consultant at 10X. This interview was brought to you by 10X Investments. Build a better future with 10X Investments. We don't just help you invest for retirement. We help you craft a legacy with thoughtful planning and meticulous execution. You can create the retirement future you've always wanted. Invest with us today. 10X, your future. 10X is a licensed FSP. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.